Hey, this is the Von the Monday, Stephen Anthony, and it is 7:15 on a Sunday morning. And why am I up? Well, I'm up because alarms were going off. Not regular sort of wake up in the morning alarms, just voices from phones. Don't know why, they just went off. And so I said to Louise, I said, "Excuse me, what's that?" She went, "I don't know, it sometimes just does that randomly." So I said, "Well, can we switch that off?" And in a half asleep voice, "Why?" I said, "Because it's just woke me up." "Yes, but it wasn't an alarm." I said, "Well, it was an alarm to my ears because I don't know what it said, but it woke me up." And now she's almost back to sleep again, and I just thought I'd have to sort of state this statement, because if I hear something and it's sort of, even if it said, "The weather today is going to be rainy," and it's loud and it's talking to me, that is an alarm because it woke me up. It might have been saying, "Can you get out of the building because it's on fire? Can you get out of bed because it is too late?" Or can you, or whatever. As soon as I hear noise when it's talking, that to me is like an alarm because it woke me up. So, because I'm cruel, I decided to tell her about my dream that I had, which was as weird as the alarm going off. And you're all going to hear all about this dream. That's if you stay with me. And I'm being told off by a chef because I'm not placing toast on a plate correctly. Now, this toast is in triangle pieces, and all I have to do, apparently, is just place them from the one plate to the other, but they're all buttered facing upwards. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, people end up with butter on their fingers. So the first one I place with butter facing upwards, then the second one I flip, so the butter's facing downwards. And then the next one, butter facing upwards, then I flip the next one, butter's facing downwards. And this chef says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm making sure that people don't get butter on their fingers." He said, "You're assuming that everybody wants two pieces of toast." And I went, no, that wasn't my intention. So people are going to end up with, if they grab one, butter on their thumb. And yeah, that's facing downwards, I guess so. And then the next person, if they pick up one, will have butter on their fingers. I'm thinking, does it matter if you have butter on your fingers or butter on your thumb? You've got butter on your hand. Don't cheek me, just move them from one place to the other, like the person is doing next to you, which was this Scottish guy that was doing, taking one piece of toast off the plate and putting it on another plate, taking another piece and putting it on another. Anyway, just do the tea. So I'm pouring this tea, and I've poured too much from the teapot. So then when I add the milk, it is
Alert.
full to the
Low
top.
battery. 20% of battery remaining.
And now my phone is talking to me. And Louise is falling asleep. This is all good. So I fill the cup right to the top, absolutely right to the top. He went, "No one will be able to pick up that cup without spilling it down themselves." I said, "Well, I didn't intentionally do it that full. It was a mistake. We do not have mistakes in my restaurant. Do it again, or otherwise you're going home today. So do it correctly." So I do the most perfect cup of tea you've ever seen, and he says nothing. And now we're all sitting there with our pieces of toast in front of us and our cups of tea. And I'm just talking to the other people that's training. And as I'm talking to them, he actually turned around and said, "What are you doing?" I said, just having conversation like people would if they were sitting round having tea and toast. He went, "You haven't even sipped your tea." I said, no, I haven't sipped it yet. He went, well, that looks to passers-by like you don't like your tea. And I went, well, no one told me to sip my tea. He went, if you was in a restaurant, would you sip your tea after someone told you? No, I would sip it when I want to sip my tea. Well, then, sip your tea. So this was my mad dream. And then the alarm went off. And then I sort of had to let Louise know that this alarm had gone off because it was a phone that I'm not used to, so wouldn't have known how to turn this particular phone off. And that's my morning, and I am amused, I must say, I am amused. Louise is not amused because now I'm awake. I'm one of these people that once I'm awake, I'm awake. And we went to bed about 3 a.m. and so that was the night before at 3 a.m. and last night at 3 a.m. and it is now 7, possibly close to 7:20, maybe. And Louise is sound asleep again. She's sound asleep again. Because she can sleep through several alarms all at once. It doesn't matter that I'm talking. She'll just fall asleep. But I can't. I hear a voice in the night off a phone and I'm now awake. And I am the most annoying person on the planet because now I'm awake. I will make sure in a few moments that she's awake again. I know it's cruel. I know I don't need to do it. But I can't help myself. So I'm going to go now and annoy Louise. I'll speak to you all soon.
Low battery. 20% dismiss button. Audio
now blue. We can switch this off. Here we go.
Two. Pause recording button.